You're listening to a Radio 191 FM podcast.
We are joined by a very exciting guest today, Austin from Persimmon. How are you going this morning, Austin?
Kia ora, I'm going pretty good. Yep.
Awesome.
It's a bit of a rainy day, but it's, this is a good way to start off the week.
Yes, good. It's not too early, 9:30. I feel like that's a reasonable, reasonable-ish time.
Good. I've got young kids, so I've been up early.
you've probably been awake for longer than any of us here.
Yes.
How good. Yes. And we are here today to talk about a very exciting release of yours, a new single.
Yeah, the first one from new album, our first album coming out, and yeah, we're stoked. We last put out a couple of singles, like, it's like 3 years ago now, which is pretty crazy, but it was just like COVID-y kind of times and things have time has flown by. Since then we've just been doing lots of gigging and finally got into the studio a year ago and put down all these tracks that were stuff that we'd been in the works for ages. The band had a kind of a just one lineup change at that point, it was really good to capture it
awesome.
It was
So that's so cool. So did you say it was a collection of songs that you'd already been gigging for quite a while?
Yeah, and so we were really lucky. We recorded at The Stomach, of course, in Palmy, and might not be as well. I mean, it's well known everywhere, but it's awesome, such an awesome facility. And we were so stoked to have Harry Lilly, who was the engineer there. He was about to go overseas, but he did this one of the last projects he did. And also our drummer Fee, who was about to go overseas as well. We managed to capture them, we just smashed through it in quite a tight time frame because they were songs we knew so well. Only about a day of tracking for these eight songs.
Oh my goodness.
And then we did a bunch of overdubs. So it was really cool and it also, I mean, you have to give credit to the drummer because, like, drummer and bass, the guitars can kind of, you can do a little bit of touch up on that, Getting a solid drum track to start with is...
Yeah, there's not a lot of wiggle room there if that goes wrong, down the track.
Yeah.
There must have been a crazy energy in the studio then to do all those eight tracks in one day. That must have been such an achievement.
Yeah, it was great. We did one half day and then the next half day, so I'm not going to claim it was all one day, but it was one day worth of tracking, which was cool. It was really good. We got Harry there he listened to my references and just, like, they've got amazing gear there, but he understood we're kind of wanting the slightly more lo-fi kind of jangly kind of vibe. And he was just, from my references, he's saying stuff that I didn't quite understand, like, this is like the mastering's like 70s tape style and like that kind of thing, but he like totally got what we needed to do to make it sound like that, so that was awesome. Yeah,
and it totally comes through in the track. Like, those guitars sound phenom coming through there.
Uh-huh.
Like, you've really captured such an awesome indie sound. So, congratulations. I love the track.
Thank you.
Absolutely loved it. And what was, like, for this track in particular, True Crime, what was the sort of inspo behind that one?
It was actually inspired by a South Island holiday. So,
down our end.
although the other end and Nelson, but it was just. I mean, I usually kind of piece things together, take a whole lot of notes, and then just have a massive doc and try to, for my lyrics, kind of piece together a thread. And for that one, I'm really interested in kind of nostalgic storytelling, and so that's kind of where I pieced together stuff from a holiday a couple of years ago, and. Some other just little pieces of the dramas of parenting it's pretty cliche, but when you're a parent, it's pretty encompassing, and so it kind of feeds into everything. I never thought I'd be someone like writing lyrics about parenting, but you've got to kind of go with your experience, and that's where,
absolutely, and like, as you say, like, looking back on a situation that if you were traveling as a parent, like, I mean, how could you even ignore that part of the holiday? You know what I mean?
Yeah,
like, I'm sure that was such a big part of it. So that would make sense then that would come through. So that is super cool. Are those themes that come through to the album as well, or sort of track specific?
Yeah, I think so. I think that's quite common throughout. Some of it is like more I think they all kind of have a nostalgic kind of tinge to them, and some of them looking back further, some of them more recent.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, like there's a track, Cleaning Graves, which is like about taking my little one to to the cemetery because he loves spooky stuff.
Oh,
and loves just
okay.
Like, he's like, I want to do some caretaking there. And like,
oh, that's so cool.
Yeah, yeah, it was funny when I played it to him. Yeah, and some of the other ones are looking back on like a party in Melbourne that was memorable for different reasons and like the opposite reasons, but yeah.
Totally. That's yeah. So cool. I think like because music is so powerful in telling stories, like the retelling of stories in, as you say, like with the tinge of nostalgia, it can be so powerful because it's like such an incredible way to capture those memories. And like for your, like your child looking back at that those songs about cleaning graves, like that's gonna be so cool for him.
Yeah, I think I think there's like you can sometimes with art in general you can kind of lean into too much specificity but I think it can like even though everyone doesn't relate to that particular memory they relate to like those specifics and I think I find that a lot in other music that I really like some of like Julia Jacklin's recent work as well is like really cool in that way.
Absolutely.
Well.
Yeah. And I think when things are super specific for the artist, that like the emotion and the feeling behind it is communicated like very powerfully. And so that you feel it, opposed to even if you can't relate to the specific of it.
Yeah.
I totally agree with you. It's so powerful. But, oh, awesome. That is so fabulous. And is there anything else about the album or the track that you wanted to share with us before we head off?
I'm just so happy that people are playing it, like you guys, and it's really great to get it out there. Hopefully people enjoy it and keep listening to us, and we can finally make some new music now we've got this. these old tracks kind of out there. That's kind of the plan.
Absolutely, and congratulations because like that is such a big like having a whole album which is coming out mid-year. I think is the
mid this year. Yeah, that's right.
Is like such a big achievement. That's a massive body of work. So congratulations, and it'll be exciting for your live listeners who have been to the gigs. They can listen to it in recorded form.
Yeah, that's our locals. Yeah, big time. We've got such a good community here in Palmy that kind of support and come out whenever we play or whenever they play. It's usually the same.
Awesome.
Performers and stuff, but yeah, it's great. We even our new drummer was our number one fan, but unfortunately we had to recruit them as our as our drummer. Yeah,
well, he's probably living the dream now that he's like in the band.
Yeah,
awesome. And is whereabouts on social media can our listeners find you?
You can find us. Pretty much everywhere. The Bandcamp is Persman1, annoyingly, but on Spotify and everywhere we've got the name Persman.
Awesome.
And Persman, you'll find us.
Awesome.
Facebook, Instagram, Persman Aotearoa, yeah.
Fabulous. Thank you so much for joining us this morning, Austin. It's been so lovely to chat to you. And we're going to give the listeners a taste of the song now and what a tune it is. So thank you so much. Enjoy the rest of your day in Palmy. Hopefully it puts on a stunner for you. Gets a bit better over there.
Yeah, thanks so much.
Awesome. Thanks, Austin. And here is the track. This is Persimmon with True Crime. Keep it locked on the one.
That was a Radio 1 91FM podcast. You can find more of them at r1.co.nz/podcast.